here now to tell us what it says on Thursday's papers is John S. Doyle.
A man with a badly bruised face and a scar over his left eye is pictured on the front page of the Irish Times. The photograph by Liam Burke is of Roberto Gomes dos Santos Jr., a Brazilian man who was seriously assaulted in Limerick on Saturday night. As he told the Times, he was on his way home with his brother when both were approached by a man on Childers Road, who asked where they were from. When Mr. Dos Santos said Brazil, the man used something similar to a baseball bat to hit him in the face. Mr. Dos Santos, who moved to Limerick to escape from the violence of a favela in Rio de Janeiro, said he never went through anything like that in Rio, and he now wants to go home. Now I have a scar I will never forget, he said. The Times reports in its lead story that under proposed new immigration reforms, airlines could face higher fines and be subject to tougher legal obligations to check the documents of passengers flying into Ireland. The Irish Examiner reports that children are being directed to dangerous online content by social media company algorithms within minutes of use. A Dublin City University study has found that after 2 minutes, fake accounts registered as teenage boys on YouTube Shorts and TikTok were being fed harmful content, including toxic masculinity, misogyny, far-right ideology and anti-transgender rhetoric. Praying for justice is the headline on the Irish Sun over a report that the jury verdict in the inquest into the deaths of 48 people at the Stardust nightclub in Dublin in 1981 is due today at 2 p.m. The Irish Daily Star leads with news that what the paper calls the glam wives of two crime figures have been ordered out of their luxury homes after losing a battle with the Criminal Assets Bureau. They are David Waldron's wife, Charlene, and Andrew Cash's wife, Mary. Meanwhile, house prices rose by 6% in the year to February, as the Irish Independent reports. The possibility that interest rates have peaked and will fall has been cited as one reason for the rise, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail's lead story, marked exclusive, is about a legal battle being waged against Beaumont Hospital in Dublin over its failure to hand back a property loaned to it by a charity, the Irish Kidney Association, during the pandemic. The Irish Farmers Journal, in its lead story, also labelled exclusive, reports that the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, has ruled out introducing any scheme to compensate dairy farmers to cull cows from their herds. The paper says that an exit and reduction scheme had been recommended by the Food Vision Dairy Group. His comments come as co-op chief executives pile pressure on the government to ensure that Ireland's night rates derogation is retained, the paper says. And it notes that Ireland will be the only EU member state to seek a derogation from 2026 onwards.
And Charlie McConnellogue will be with us after 8. John, thank you.